any minute now, someone is going to start complaining about the near total lack of genre fiction again on the World Book Night books. That's fine. Publicity is publicity, oxygen is oxygen, and it's a conversation which still to some extent needs to be had. I've got to tell you, this year I don't know quite how much it needs to be had because, well, in the immortal words of Elijah Snow, I've been busy. I haven't really had a look at the lineup this year. I think Good Omens is on there. If so, that's a good choice. I go as far as saying it's a modern classic. As it stands, I don't know, this is my first World Book Night as a participant, and it's a partial at best. I had an interesting day, an unexpected day off in the end, in fact, which meant that the afternoon was largely taken up with watching Guy Pearce punch people right in the gravity and walk out, which is huge fun, by the way, and very dim. In a year without Battleship, it would be the stupidest movie I've seen so far, but nothing is stupider than Battleship. Not that that's a bad thing, the stupid, or the fact that nothing is stupider than Battleship. Not everything can be the remains of the day. In fact, it would be very dull if everything was the remains of the day. I know a few people who would argue that the remains of the day is very dull as a direct result of being the remains of the day, but I digress. The bottom line is, World Book Night happens, and it feels a little bit like Easter. I've just spent a very pleasant 45 minutes in the York branch of Waterstones, talking to people, eating cake, drinking fruit juice, looking for the heads of William Shakespeare, and generally bookdorking and looking at some of the fantastic design on a lot of modern books. And that's the thing, the next time someone complains about how nothing is designed with any kind of innovation anymore, they only need to shut the hell up and go to a bookstore, because there are some artists out there designing book covers whose work is extraordinary. So yeah, there's maybe not as much science fiction, fantasy and horror as there should be, and who knows, maybe this year someone will say something mildly disparaging about it again, and that will be this week's reason for all of genre fiction to jump up into high bloody dudgeons. I don't care. There'll always be a reason. A lot of them are very good. This isn't one of them. Because this is a night where books run wild. Where someone in York right now is going pub to pub with a box of the remains of the day. God help the poor bastard. And I'm off to hunt down rumours of something else at the library. So good hunting, World Book Nighteers. Good hunting.